things in life for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees.
My $1 million podcast coming to you over the internet from a Waffle House in Athens, Georgia. They're yelling out our order right now. Yes, I'm here with two local folk, I believe they call you, Rebecca and JP. Say hi to the nice people, JP.
Hello, nice people.
What about you, Rebecca?
Hello.
Rebecca's a woman of few words. And I'm here with the ever-present and illustrious cameraman, Jeff, who's going to now read me my horoscope in the... What's this paper called, this national publication?
The Coffee News, News to Enjoy Over Coffee, Athens Downtown Edition.
Okay, goodness, that's very local, I like it. All right, hit it. I'm Taurus.
Oh, you're a Taurus, are you? Yeah. Well, just when you would like to be left alone with your thoughts, events bring you one of the busiest week you've seen.
What are my lucky numbers?
Your lucky numbers this week are 17, 18, 26, 43, 44, and the ever-popular 49.
Good to know. I think I actually haven't played the lottery this week. I really should.
Yeah, you're getting behind on that, actually.
No, I'm not. I won in Pennsylvania. I just haven't claimed my prize yet. I won $15, dude.
Yeah, we're not going back to Pennsylvania, so...
I'm going to mail it in. The IRS will be after me. The IRS is listening. I won nothing.
Damn so, you, Earth.
Damn you, treacherous Earth. We actually just got to Athens last night, and I'm amazingly thrilled to be here, actually, considering this is REM country, and I'm the biggest REM nerd on the face of the planet. And I did actually drive by Michael Stipe's house today. It's very nice. It's got bamboo and all kinds of stuff out front. And Athens is really cool, actually. I'm really enjoying it. It's kind of like a little college town that has all this kind of indie music and art and... Sorry, I need lemonade to wet my whistle. All kinds of really cool stuff going on. And it's actually really nice to see somewhere that's, you know, being supportive of people doing things that aren't, you know, MBA related. So neither of you got, neither Rebecca or JP is local. Am I correct in that?
Correct. We're not
townies. Yeah. Not townies? So when did, what are your, like, impressions of this place, like, only living here a few years?
After living here a few years, I've decided that Athens is definitely my favorite place.
My favorite place in Georgia.
Picking up the accent.
I know.
I think we call that local color.
I do my best.
Neither me or Jeff has picked up the accent yet, which is good. I hope we go back.
Do your best Southern accent.
Absolutely. We're going to shag ass to Atlanta, Georgia. Which we got directions to Atlanta yesterday, and a guy told us to get on the 85 and shag ass to Atlanta, Georgia, which I found absolutely hilarious. And I also had an interview with the Athens Banner Herald today, the local newspaper, one of the local. How many, like, papers do you?
It's the Athens Banner Herald would be the main newspaper, I guess, the city newspaper. Then there's the sort of alternative press, and the flagpole, like arts and music.
It's also
cultural.
A lot more local. Yeah. The flagpole's more local.
The
Athens Banner Herald has a distribution that goes all the way down within 30 miles of Atlanta. I know I've seen it close to my house.
That's excellent. That's good to know. So I'll be distributed locally. You guys really have to, like, save a copy for me, because I'm probably going to be gone by the time it gets in the paper. So that's really cool. And they might be sending a photographer. Oh, knows. So that'll be fun. And actually, I found out about a new media prof down in the new media building at UGA that I really want to get hold of, because he sounds like a really cool guy. And I have to get hold of Creative Loafing tomorrow and see if they'll take my picture and do a story. And I might have to have a photographer come from the Athens Banner Herald, which means I'll have to, like...
Borrow my pomade.
I'll have to what?
Borrow my pomade.
Don't you mean pomade? Are you a Dapper Dan man? Haven't you seen that movie, dude? Oh, brother, where art thou?
No, I don't.
Oh, this dude works at Blockbuster. He's seen nothing. It's amazing to me. When my movie's in the store, I really hope that you'll watch it.
I hope.
Cricket sound effects by Rebecca. That was awesome. You're a master of timing. So JP's not going to watch my fucking movie, because he doesn't watch movies in Blockbuster. Am I correct?
This is true. I do it just to spite my customers.
So when people, like, show up and ask you... So when people show up and ask you, like, you know, what's Crossroads like? Or have you seen Crossroads, the Britney Spears movie?
He owns Crossroads.
You own... Dude, you can't have the mic. You're not on the show anymore. He has a Britney Spears blanket.
I would like to announce that Rebecca will soon leave this radio broadcast as a result of death.
JP has a Britney Spears blanket at the record show.
I sold it on eBay, I swear to God.
Did you have to pay someone to take it away from you?
He saved his pants and wore to the Britney Spears concert.
So anyway, getting back to the point.
Likes to make.
So, getting back to the point, you lie to people when they come in and say what's the deal with Crossroads?
What am I doing?
What
now?
Do you say? When
people come in and say like, what's this movie about? And you've obviously not seen any of them except the Britney Spears related ones, and I'm assuming also Spice World.
When somebody comes in and asks about a review for the movie, I read off the one line thing that they have printed on the cover and they never notice.
So, two thumbs up. Well, apparently it's two thumbs up, way up.
I usually go for the ones that are more like emotionally gripping roller coaster ride.
Feel good movie of the year. Well, this is Athens, Georgia, and I'm very much enjoying it here. And we're leaving on Tuesday morning for New Orleans, where we booked ourselves into the hell is that called? India House, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's the India House. The India House Hostel in New Orleans, and which apparently is really nice, and I keep hearing very good things about it. But my scattered, smothered, and covered hash browns are now here, so this is the end of the broadcast. But I think that the end of the broadcast is coming soon. But first, we have a message from a sponsor of the coffee news, the Downtown Athens edition, courtesy of Rebecca.
More office needed. Coffee News offers low weekly rates to gain rapid competitive exposure. Can you guess how many times people eat out in a week? Now think about how many times your ad would have been seen. Call 706-788-0035.
Actually, don't call them. They're not giving you any money for that spot. Anyway, that's it. This is Athens, and we may podcast again from here if anything cool happens, but right now we're just, as I said, local coloring it up, and we're going to be hitting New Orleans on Tuesday, and we'll podcast from the hostel, which hopefully will be cool people there. But that's it, and this has been My Million Dollar Podcast, Athens Edition. I am Astrid Bin. Check out www.mymilliondollaryear.net.